Take one man with a driving compulsion. Give him his chance to destroy it. That's our story, Captive, taken from the files of John Steele, adventurer.
Friends, this is John Steele. This week's story is laid in the steaming heat of the Tiger Country. You know, it's always been my practice to try to space my guests from week to week so that their adventures are different, geographically and in situation. That's why I was pleased to run into Jim Madden this week. I first met Jim when he was on an expedition in the jungle near Saigon in Indochina. I thought I knew him pretty well during those first 3 years down there, but when he tells his story, you'll see as I did, how much a man hides of his real feelings. Folks, this is Jim.
It's funny how a man will hang on to something year after year, even when he knows it doesn't make sense. It had been like that with me ever since we'd finished that last expedition. The others didn't lose any time packing for the States, and we were all up to here with sweaty jungles and mosquitoes and malaria. I hated it as much as they did, but I didn't go back with them. I couldn't. Not yet. I got a little native hut on the edge of Saigon, a few days' ride from the bush, near enough to push into it every chance I could for 3 years. I got to know it like the lines in my hand. Hunting parties coming through seemed to like the idea of an English-speaking guide. There weren't many of them, but it kept me going. I had to take a lot of ribbing from the local barflies. It didn't stop me, though.
Hey, your beard's getting flat, Jim.
Huh?
Jim, you got a safari coming up?
Must be. Always get that dreamy
look.
Yeah,
it does look kind of stupid, don't it?
Sure. Ain't you heard? Jim's in love.
Oh, shut up.
Hey, Jim, that ain't no way to talk. Now, if I knew a beautiful
Hey, maybe
babe,
it's the American dame over there with the little guy.
If you came today? Nah, Jim don't bother with no female but one.
Lay off, will you?
Being in love ain't good for a jungle guide, you know.
Sure, get so.
In the head.
Hey, Jim. You seen the new native gal over Herb's joint?
Why, you know Jim ain't interested in waitresses, pal.
Yeah, I am, boy. Real warm-skinned and slanty eye. Pretty in one eye.
Why do you want Jim to meet her? He never introduced her to
you
his...
Go get her, Jim.
The native girl?
No. One eye. Sure be nice to have her on the house, Jim.
Jim bring one eye home?
Yeah.
Why, man, Jim's a real lover boy. He just stands around and worships. He don't do nothing.
Fade, you guys.
What's the matter, Jim? You lose your nerve?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, I tell you, she's got him where she wants him, all right.
Well, I'll get her, wise guys. As soon as I have the dough for another trip.
You know, Joe, seems to me I heard that before.
Yeah, about 3 years ago now, wouldn't you say, Bill?
Yeah.
Giving you a hard time, Jim?
Oh, hi, John. No, I'm just doing it.
Jim's playing puss in a corner, Mr. Steele.
Say, Jim, remember Dick Manning, don't you?
Sure. I'd like to see old Dead-Eye Dick.
Then start packing.
What?
Got a letter from him this morning. Asked me to look you up.
Yeah? What for?
Remember Dick left here to take over his dad's geology labs?
Good break, too.
Yeah. Dick's done well with it, too. He's just been given an endowment by the government for a whole new branch lab in New York.
Oh, swell. Mm-hmm. Tell him I said congratulations.
Dick wants you to run it.
I'm sorry. I can't make it.
But good night, man. It pays $10,000.
Sorry.
You could use $10,000.
I know, John. Tell him thanks anyway.
One eye, huh?
Well, I'm...
Okay, Jim. I won't be answering his letter till the end of the week. Think it over, son.
A week. 2 weeks, 2 years. I'll get her or nobody will.
You sound very sure of yourself, Mr. Madden. You are James Madden, the guide, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm Danny Masters. Pat, Miss Dennis, and I are down here to do a story. She takes pictures. We're from Rifle and Line magazine.
I know.
No kidding.
It's not so surprising, Danny, considering the New York papers.
We don't get New York papers, Miss Dennis.
Really? News about me gets around faster
News
than...
about any visitor moves fast down here.
Your local gossips tell you my father owns Rifle.
I'm impressed, Miss Dennis.
What I was trying to say, Mr. Madden, is that I'm prepared to pay you.
Oh, well. That puts you on another plane.
Oh, Pat means, Jim, we'd appreciate it if you'd be our guide.
Oh, stop bowing and scraping, Danny. We're hiring Mr. Madden.
What kind of animals are you looking for?
Well, I don't know. Sladang, wild elephants, tigers, whatever we have.
Have a credit card for me at the hotel desk this afternoon.
Well, sure. Thanks, Jim. That's well.
I'm quite sure the gratitude is on Mr. Madden's side, Danny.
How so, Miss Dennis?
It's your job.
Yeah.
And I believe I overheard you say if you had the, dough, you'd...
Yeah?
This, what did you call her? One Eye. She must be very unusual.
Oh, Pat, he doesn't want to...
You know, Mr. Madden, I'd really like to see the kind of female you're so wrapped up in.
Would you? You'll meet her, if you're lucky.
Hey, Jim, how far do we go by car?
About 200 miles. We'll make camp at the edge of the tall cane where the road ends.
Road? Might have selected something more comfortable than pickup truck.
Roads like this, you'd ruin a good car. Look at the poor natives piled in the other one. Must be hot as...
Don't be absurd, Danny. After all, they're just natives.
They're good men.
Is that it up ahead, Jim?
Yeah.
Gee, never thought I'd see the jungle again.
You don't see anything so wonderful. Just woods and tall caves.
And tigers.
Yeah.
What are we stopping?
Shut up.
Mr. Madden, I
said shut up. Danny, take over, will you?
Yeah. What on earth?
Just follow the natives. They'll know where to pitch camp.
What's up, Jim?
Nothing. I'll meet you later.
You're taking a rifle. I'm coming with
you. Sit still. All right, Danny, get going.
All right.
They hadn't heard it, but they hadn't been listening for it like I had. I'd have known a tigress call anywhere. Maybe it wasn't One Eye, but I had to find out. And I had to be alone, because if it was One Eye, I was going to get her. Not Danny, not Pat Dennis. Shadows between the trees were black patches now. I'd picked up her pug marks for a while, but it was getting too dark to see anything. She might be crouching in the thickets waiting for me to pass. I noticed the air was suddenly very still. The monkeys and the peacocks were quiet. I knew she was close by now, somewhere in the shadows. And then I saw her. She was lying in a small clearing by a high rock, not in a crouched position. She was asleep. I crawled forward and watched her from behind a tree. The zigzag of the scar over her blind eye looked deeper than I'd remembered in the dim light. I raised the Springfield carefully and took a sight on her forehead. My eye wandered down over her heavy body. Her stomach was heaving in big, regular breaths. She was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. I don't know how long I stood there looking at her, my finger on the trigger, the rifle hard against my jaw. My hands felt sweaty on the cool barrel. 3 years I'd waited for this. But I didn't shoot. Next time, maybe. I stood up slowly and headed back for camp.
You didn't eat your dinner, Mr. Madden.
I'm not hungry.
Is that what it's like?
What?
Being in love.
I don't get it.
Yesterday, your friends in the bar.
Oh. No, Miss Dennis, that's not it.
They said other interesting things about you, I noticed.
Oh, you notice a lot.
Just in order to put two and two together.
Get four?
Only about three and a half.
It's a good average.
The missing half is One Eye.
I'm not very good at fast repartee, Miss Dennis.
Slowly, then. This One Eye... It's an animal, isn't it?
So?
A cat?
Tigress.
I thought so.
Why?
I like seeing people react. This is a new kind of stimulus.
I'm a guide, not a guinea pig.
Why, Mr. Madden, you're upset.
You mind your business, I'll mind mine.
It's a very pleasant program.
I like it.
By the way, speaking of animals...
We weren't.
What was that you heard on the road today?
Why?
A tigress.
You telling or asking?
That's why you wouldn't let us go.
You're crazy.
You went alone to scare the tiger off.
It all figured, huh?
Yes. So you wouldn't have to
You're
kill.
Nuts.
I don't think so. Killing animals bothered you a great deal, doesn't it, Mr. Madden?
Hey. You think... You think I've got buck fever.
Exactly.
Oh, no, forget it, lady. I'm the bloodthirsty...
Are you?
Sure.
Sorry. I don't think you're much of an actor.
No. Well, frankly, Miss Dennis, I don't care what you think.
Good morning, Mr. Madden.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, everybody. Well, they just started, huh?
You can stand the heat.
Not all right.
Now, look, why don't you two hang around camp today? Get used to this.
Not me, Bub. I'm going hunting.
You're frowning, Mr. Madden.
Rather, I laughed out loud.
Hey, will you quit, you two? Gee, you think you were married the way
Well, I'm sure Mr. Madden knows what I'm thinking.
Sorry, afraid not.
Danny, did you know there's a tiger near here?
No kidding.
Mr. Madden heard it on the road yesterday.
A tiger? Well, why didn't you say something, boy?
Well, there wasn't time to tell you what to do.
Well, let's get it now. It should still be around.
That depends.
How come?
It might have been scared off. Isn't that true, Mr. Madden?
No. Wait to tell us by the buffalo bait we spread around this morning. Now, Miss Dennis can set up her cameras near
that. Oh, no. I'm going in myself.
You want pictures, don't you?
Of course.
Well, wild animals don't pose, Miss Dennis, not even for you.
Why?
Sure, Pat, that's the way. Just set up cameras with string traps. Animal goes to bait, snaps his own picture.
I only have two cameras, and I'm not getting them snapped.
Get better pictures if you do it.
I believe I made myself clear.
Okay, okay. And I'm going to get me a tiger rug.
Now, this section of the jungle is pretty dense. You need flash bulbs. The string system would really
be... Are you trying to tell me?
I'm trying to tell you wild animals are easily frightened. They can jump at
you. But you'll be there to protect me. Won't you, Mr. Madden?
Me too, Pat. I want to crack at those babies.
You're here to write stories.
Well, sure, but...
You're carrying the only gun, then, Mr. Madden?
Oh, no.
Are you?
Why should I?
That seems to fit, is all.
Things aren't always the way you think in the jungle.
I'm seldom wrong, Mr. Madden.
Well, you're wrong this time, honey, because I'm shooting
I'll see if Etienne has a report. Get your stuff together. I had to get away from Pat Dennis then fast, or I'd have clipped her one right across that beautiful, smug mouth. I'll let her think what she wanted. I couldn't tell her the real reason about one eye. Guy just doesn't say things I felt out loud. But I was going to get that she-tiger. It was my kill when I was ready. We had a late start. Steam was rising up out of the ground, hot and sticky.
We haven't gone near one of those carcasses.
Natives will let us know if they've been fed on.
What are we looking for, Jim?
Can't tell what we'll find.
What is it?
Quiet.
What's the matter?
Quiet down.
I don't hear anything.
Wait here.
Yeah, I'm coming, too.
Back there.
Not me, boy.
Get
I want
back,
to...
Get back, I told you. I'll let you know.
Oh, for crying.
Mr. Madden, Danny and I are both...
You're both going to wait right here till I...
Oh,
come.
No, we're not.
Okay. But keep it quiet.
Tiger, Jim?
Yeah. Pug marks stop at those rocks up there.
Come on, let's get...
No, wait here a minute.
Hey, you're not going to start
that... Oh, quiet, Danny.
I'll see if I can spot it out. Keep down back here.
Whistle when you're ready.
Sure, whistle. Twice I'll whistle.
Being here, so.
There you are. Yeah, your tail's showing, baby.
Well, if I could just see the rescuer around this rock.
I can't see.
Jim,
what are you doing?
Down here. I can see him.
Get out of here.
The rock of my way here. Let me take it.
Danny, no.
Don't worry. It's an easy shot.
No, don't.
Got her! I got her, Jim! You killed one eye, you dumb jerk!
Nobody could do that with me!
What are you saying? My tigress, you killed my tigress!
Quit talking
to me! Oh, kill my tigress!
Jump in!
Jump in! Go on!
Let go of
him!
Let go! Of all the disgraceful.
Gosh, fella, what did I...
Shut up.
Should have hit you twice. You could have...
Shut up!
Him.
Shut up, both of you.
Monsieur, he is magnifique.
Yeah, quite a guy.
He killed Monsieur. Jim, if you just
forget
tell
it.
Me...
Forget it.
I still...
I said forget it.
Don't you want to see Danny's kill, Mr. Madden?
Well, that's right. Let's have a look.
Sure.
Hey, look at that. I did that.
Etienne, get ready for skinning.
They're not even looking at the tiger, Mr. Madden.
I've seen tigers before.
Boy, look at those eyes.
Eyes?
Sure. Looks swell over my mouth.
Get out of the way.
But you weren't interested, Mr. Madden.
What's the matter, Jim?
It's not... It's not...
Not what?
Nothing. Nothing at all, Miss Dennis. Well, hey, Danny boy, this...